to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm still trying to figure out who this Big Friendly Giant is. I've never heard of the Big Friendly Giant. Kyle, you know the Big Friendly Giant? I don't think Big Friendly Giant's big in our community, in mine and Kyle's community.
Yeah, I don't know inside of Jersey and Milwaukee. I don't know who this Big
Friendly
Giant
is. When they were like BFG, I'm like, I don't know who the Big Friendly Giant is.
You guys didn't read Roald Dahl as a child?
The BFGs sold 37 million copies.
Not in Jersey.
To be one of the all-time greatest selling
streets of Milwaukee.
It's called what?
Who?
The Big Friendly Giant.
BFG.
Is that like the one there where you where he climbed up
that
into
was
the...
They
made a movie, yeah.
That was as of 2009.
No, but who, that the Big Giant, that's not him.
That's Jack and the Beanstalk.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Yeah. Who's this Big Friendly Giant?
Oh,
he's a nobody.
I've seen this.
Oh, come on. He's a nobody.
He's not even... Okay, what are the other books this guy wrote?
Matilda?
That's big time. Do you know whose favorite movie of all time is Matilda?
Yours.
Nope.
I don't know. Your daughter.
Nope. Anthony Edwards.
Is that true?
Yes.
Why do you know Charlie that? And the Chocolate Factory, and Matilda, the BFG,
wait,
James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, those are all James.
The Witches. Fantastic Mr. Fox. The Twits.
Wow. Who is this?
Oh, the Twits.
Robert Charlie Dahl and the Great Glass Elevator.
Robert Dahl, you said?
Roald Dahl. D-A-H-L.
Yeah, now it's coming back.
Can we go
back to
the fact that Anthony Edwards' favorite movie is Matilda? He said it on social media recently. Like,
what's your favorite movie?
So wait, no. So this was the best
movie or book?
Kyle, this is the best moment. So Anthony Edwards goes in, and I was at the game in L.A. He beats the Lakers.
So did.
And there's hotels right across the street. So like Kyrie and certain guys will just do that walk with the people, and they're like, I don't care. I'll just walk back to the hotel and have the Lakers fans surrounded by me, and Kyle. So he's walking, and he's like, yeah, the good guys didn't win. Good guys died, and he was invoking Boys in the Hood, right, when he did that. And so he's on the streets, and he's with the people, and he's, like, deep, like, in the community in that moment. And they're like, yo, Ant, is Boys in the Hood your favorite movie? And he's like, nah, Matilda.
He is a child still.
That's
a great line.
Find it on your social media. Just Google at home right now. Nah, Anthony Edwards, Matilda. And if you don't know what Matilda is, it's not as funny. But if you do, what I've heard is black people that age say, hey, in our household, if Matilda wasn't on, then Mrs. Doubtfire was on.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess it's very universal. Because I know Mrs. Doubtfire. I've seen Matilda. I've seen Buffalo.
Both great movies.
But the Big Friendly
Giant.
Those
are two of the most popular kids' movies ever, too, though.
Yeah, but Big Friendly Giant, we ain't heard of in the community.
The movie never hit it, but the book is very...
All right.
We're not getting into this
anymore. Do we take a quick break before we do this baseball stuff?
I got us caught up for the most part.
He just aired a six-minute commercial.
Don't blame me if we're late.
Yeah,
okay.
We got about 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
All right,
that's not... Keep going.
All right. There are 9 Major League Baseball franchises whose all-time home run leader has played baseball in the last 15 years, in 2010 or later.
Say that again.
There are 9 Major League Baseball franchises whose all-time home run leader has played a Major League Baseball game in 2010 or later.
Okay. Are we competing against each other? Or we're just,
you
take turns.
Go 1-1-1 until I get it. Greg, you get to start out. Who do you want to go with?
Mike Trout.
Anaheim, California Angels is correct. Nicely done. Over to you, Kyle.
Ryan Braun.
Oh, that's where I was going to go.
Ryan Braun is correct. Nicely done. Over to you, Alex.
Miguel Cabrera for the Tigers?
That would be Al Kaline.
No, yeah.
Sorry.
Tigers have a lot of great home run hitters.
All right. You are out.
A lot.
Al Kaline was a real home run hitter. But Cabrera is a great guess. All right, Greg's still in the game.
Manny Machado?
San Diego Padres? That's correct.
Wow.
He just became it last year. Well done, Greg.
Good pull.
Kyle, to stay alive.
Joe Mauer?
Oh. For the Twins? I don't know about that.
You never hear of Harmon Killebrew?
Oh, okay. I don't know how many home runs Harmon Killebrew.
Over 500.
All right, baseball
You're
guy.
Out. Greg, can you?
500.
Jim Thome.
Jim Thome, Cleveland Guardians. Did he play in 2010 or later?
That's my concern.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Wow. Is correct. How about that? Greg Scalzo has now gotten Machado, Trout, and Jim Thome. That we only have five left on the list.
So my question here, are these guys, can I bounce things off of these guys?
I'm happy
to
be here.
These guys could be.
Do you think Carlos Delgado played after 2010?
You're asking the wrong person.
Carlos Delgado,
final
answer.
Oh, what about Vladimir Guerrero, too?
For the Expos?
Yeah.
No, because I think that would actually be the Nationals, which, hold on, I'm taking Carlos Delgado back. Give me Ryan Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. Harper? That means he would have had to have more home runs than Andre Dawson, than Andres Galarraga, than everybody in the history.
You nailed it.
Is correct.
You nailed it.
Ryan Zimmerman leading Nationals franchises all time in home runs. So we have Machado, we have Zimmerman, we have Thome, we have Trout, we have Braun. We are looking for only four more players.
I think Delgado is the guy for Toronto. I'm going to go Carlos Delgado.
Carlos Delgado played his last major league game May 10th, 2009.
Oh, no.
He is the leading home run hitter in Blue Jays history.
Carlos Delgado.
He would have been a correct answer. Greg Scalzo on an epic run there. That was unbelievable.
I was going by the division, too. Oh, man.
That was really, really well done. All right, who else you guys got? Anyone else?
I mean,
who's the leader for the Rangers?
Juan Gonzalez, I bet,
so
right?
So three of them are expansion teams.
Oh, so the Marlins.
Yep.
So the Marlins The Marlins would be.
I've got no guess.
It would probably, honestly, Marlins may actually be the guy you said before, Miguel Cabrera.
Nope.
No.
Not.
No. I don't. Marlins?
He hit like 70 in a season.
With the Marlins?
With the Marlins.
Who hit 70?
Who are we
home
blanking
runs?
On?
Before
right
he went
now.
To the Yankees, he didn't hit 70.
Giancarlo Stanton?
Yes.
Yes.
Giancarlo.
Oh, sure.
At the time, it was Mike Stanton.
Mike Stanton.
He can't play now. He's not.
All right, another team came in the same year as them, as the Marlins.
The Marlins came in the same year as the, who was the other?
Oh, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
It's actually not.
Goldschmidt?
Goldschmidt.
No,
it's got to be Goldschmidt.
It's not the Diamondbacks.
Who came in the same year as them then?
They beat the Diamondbacks last night. Big comeback win.
I don't know.
Why are we all?
They fired their manager this week.
Oh, the Colorado Rockies.
Orioles.
Colorado Rockies.
Colorado Rockies.
Is it Todd Helton? Not a new expansion team.
Is that it would be Todd Helton, final answer. Yeah.
Todd Helton, final answer is correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Well done there.
Orioles all-time leading home run hitter has to be Cal Ripken Jr. Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
I would assume
Rangers
so.
Would be Juan Gonzalez.
Yep.
Diamondbacks would be Luis Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Yep.
But none of them played in the last 15 years.
Yep. You're missing two more teams.
Who are we thinking of here?
The White Sox. No, White Sox.
Another expansion team down south.
Well, it's definitely not the Braves.
No, they weren't.
Further south.
Further south.
Who's more
not,
southern than
Atlanta? You
said
it's not the Rangers.
Oh, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, yes. Rays.
That would be Evan Longoria.
Yes, it would be.
That is correct.
Final answer.
Well done.
Zimmerman, Longoria, and Braun. All three great players were on the same time. Wow,
it's true.
Rookies the same year?
I have no idea.
Same draft class. I have no idea. All right, last player.
Who's the team?
Seattle.
It's probably
no.
You got to think West Coast.
That's right.
No, because Seattle will be Griffey Jr.
Yeah, that's Griffey.
Not Cincinnati.
Francisco.
Oh, Cincinnati. Joey Votto.
San Francisco will be Willie Mays.
No. Joey Votto's not it for the
Johnny Bench. For
yeah.
The
how many does he have?
Phillies would be Mike Schmidt.
Yep.
You guys have already said the correct answer.
The person and name?
But you haven't told us it's the correct answer?
You didn't guess him, but you.
Is it the team?
No, we guessed him for a different team.
No, you said him and you didn't think he was
King Griffey Jr., when did he retire?
Ken Griffey Jr.'s last game was May
31st, 2010. Oh, my goodness.
For the Seattle Mariners, Ken Griffey Jr.,
I swear
the last
Carlos Delgado would have played his last game
after Griffey Jr.
Well, this was fun, Craig.
Yeah, that was a good list, right?
Greg was impressive there.
Yeah,
he was.
Baseball's not as much in my wheelhouse as basketball and football. Yeah, really? Could you?
It would have been easier if you would have said the name of the franchise and I could have said who I thought the all-time home run leader was. Trying to pull 15 years, that's tricky.
Well done. Well done, everybody. All right. We have not talked Milwaukee Bucks. This was a huge week in the NBA. I think it's time to talk about that as we continue. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Imagine if it was possible to have nationally recognized service and quality of product, but locally owned and as invested in the community as anyone. Well, that's what you get with Gruber Law Offices, where it is one call, that's all. Where for 35 plus years, tens of thousands of Wisconsinites have trusted Gruber Law Offices. And one call, that's all means that if you're ever injured, a family member is ever injured, you can worry about yourselves. You can worry about everything that you need to take care of with your family because it's all taken care of with Gruber Law Offices. They're going to put their team to work for you. It's a terrible thing to be involved in a serious injury, but knowing that we have something like Gruber Law Offices is an important asset for this community. So remember, if you're ever injured or a loved one's ever injured, it's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. Back with you, Greg Scalzo, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe, Craig Karmazin. Sunday Karma taking you up until noon. We will have Game 7 right here for you as the Denver Nuggets take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. It will be without Aaron Gordon for the Denver Nuggets. We assume he should be out weeks with his hamstring injury. Maybe he tries to go like how OG Anunoby did last year for the Knicks in their Game 7. Which, you know, if he does, he's not going to make an impact. But speaking of injuries, the next NBA season impacted this week by two things. An injury to Jason Tatum and the NBA draft lottery, which found the Philadelphia 76ers move up to 3. They would have only kept their pick if it was in the top 6. The San Antonio Spurs move up with one of their 2 lottery selections to the number 2 pick. And then the Dallas Mavericks, with less than a 2% chance to get the number 1 overall pick after trading a high-profile talent to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Convenient.
Similarly,
rigged.
When Anthony Davis was traded to the Lakers the next year, the Pelicans got the number 1 pick.
And Zion, a generational prospect, yeah.
And convenient. It is not the first time that has happened. And
LeBron left, right? The Cavs ended up getting the number 1 pick. A
couple times, yeah.
Yep.
They got Anthony Bennett and Kyrie.
And obviously, you could rewrite a narrative based on who wins. You could say, oh, it's because of this and because of that. No one notices those other times.
It is not rigged. I'll put that out.
It is definitely not. It's definitely not rigged. There's people in the room.
Rigged might be strong.
It's not rigged at all. There's people in the room.
Might be a strong
when word. The ping pong balls come out and everyone has written down what the ping pong ball combinations are. It's clearly not.
Well, they need to change this system. There's no way in the world you should have a 2% chance and you should get the first
round. Well, that's how percentages work, though. Like, there's not a very likely chance, but you still have a chance.
That's how percentages work.
And since they switched to this, how often have the worst teams in the NBA, how often have they gotten the first pick?
Not often.
Because they only have a 14% chance.
They fell off the top 3.
But that's the point. So you want people intentionally losing for their fan bases to know they'll get
the
number 1 pick?
Still right, intentionally losing.
That's how you knew the Sixers
weren't
going to get the first pick.
I actually think you should open up the other way. And even if you make the playoffs, you should be part of the lottery. I think every team in the NBA
should be
a part of the lottery.
I agree.
You shouldn't be rewarded at all for losing.
I totally agree with that. That's a good opinion.
Wait, why is it okay in NFL and other sports, but the NBA we have to have this lottery?
I'd be okay with it for the NFL, too. I'd be great if the NFL you had a lottery and every team, all 32 teams were entered into it.
The only issue is there, the Patriots would probably still be winning.
No, Tom Brady still wouldn't be there.
Right, but if they don't have the 30th or 31st or 32nd pick every year, I don't know, man.
I mean, they did that with Tom Brady for 20 years and kept winning. I think It was more about that than it was about the draft.
I'm just saying, if there was a
draft
NFL
picks are
draft
overrated,
lottery,
especially in the NFL.
I don't know if Bill Belichick's dating a 24-year-old if the NFL had a draft lottery. I'm just saying.
Bill's going to date a 24-year-old no matter what. But the
different 24-year-old. One less demand.
The NBA, the draft
one he meets at Walmart.
Craig, have you talked to Robert Kraft about Bill Belichick at all with his 24-year-old?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm
curious. See, Bill Belichick found the streets are nice and clean, you know?
Yeah, he's over there eating lobster strawberries.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hey, Robert Kraft recently married someone who is...
How old?
Not his age.
Oh, maybe that's your next angle. You said you're not dating, though.
No.
Oh, that's why he's waiting until he's 60.
All right, we were going somewhere on the NBA front with the NBA lottery. Yeah, Craig was actually moving the show forward.
Two major things happened this week. The Jason Tatum injury and the draft lottery. And when you look at the top pick, that's the one that was going to swing things the most. And the fact that that top pick goes to the Western Conference, to the Dallas Mavericks, makes them all of a sudden a really legitimate, interesting team. Mm-hmm. The fact that Jason Tatum is injured next year, that brings them back to the pack a little bit, especially given all the salary stuff going on there. How do all of you think this impacts what happens next with the Bucks and Giannis?
I mean, yeah, I think Giannis's main goal is always going to be to win a championship. You're looking at the West, seeing that to be a much more difficult path than the East. I still don't think Giannis is going to ask out. Like, I think Giannis is going to do what he has always done, which is to remain loyal to the Bucks and be open. If the Bucks say, hey, we want to move you, as he said many times, he would be open to that. But the Bucks, I don't understand any incentive they would have to move Giannis, especially as the East continues to get easier. The Damian Lillard injury obviously puts next regular season into question. But your best chance at winning and being a successful franchise for the Bucks is to keep Giannis. And I think that that marriage stays intact.
Yeah, despite the outlook on next season for Milwaukee not being super promising, this doesn't seem to be a championship team without Damian Lillard next season. But your point is right, Greg. The East is much of an easier path, not only next year, but in the forthcoming years, than the Western Conference is. So going to a Houston, as exciting as that young roster would be, or going to an Oklahoma City or wherever, right? San Antonio.
But why would the Bucks do any of it? It just doesn't make sense.
That's the point.
Right? If Giannis wants
that's
to
the
do
point
it.
Right there. The Bucks aren't answering the phone. It's as simple as that. They shouldn't answer the phone because you don't just get...
Right, but it comes down to Giannis.
I don't care if you give me 65 first-round picks, you're not getting another Giannis.
Right, it comes down, as Kyle's saying, to what Giannis wants to do.
Yeah, if Giannis wants to go, we got to let Giannis go. He's done enough for this organization, but I would have...
He's not going to want to go, though.
There needs to be a serious conversation, which I knew is probably going to take place, between Giannis and the organization about what they're going to be able to do to build around him. And if they cannot prove that they could build around him, then this is the season to actually trade Giannis, because of the fact that the Spurs do have the number 2 overall pick, and the Spurs do have some young talent in Stephon Castle, and they have some other guys. Like, this is when you have to do it, and they have assets. So the Bucks need to have a real conversation with Giannis about whether or not they feel like they can build around Giannis, and tell Giannis we need to have an answer. And if Giannis says, hey, I want to explore other options, then the Bucks need to make sure that those other options are only going to be San Antonio or Houston. But other than that, then he needs to lock in. But
so I look at the Bucks had 2 days to prepare for no Damian Lillard, and they had to go to Indiana with no Damian Lillard and play a road game in that environment. And they outplayed the Pacers for the entire 48 minutes and somehow blew that game at the end and then outplayed them for the entire 5-minute overtime.
And then blew it.
And then somehow blew that. So, like, if they had 48 hours to figure out a good plan, and now we see how good the Pacers are, right? I mean, the Pacers have as good a chance as anyone right now to...
They're hot.
You know, to go all the way. I mean, I look at this as, you know, the Bucks were 16-8 last year without Dame Lillard. Right,
they're still a top 5 team in the East without Dame.
I would agree.
This coming year,
mm-hmm. Yes,
it's gonna be tough. I mean, that's really tough. I mean,
sign guys despite do they get some type of salary cap?
No
freedom.
No freedom on that because Dame could still play next year. But
because it's less than a year.
But Orlando, you know, Orlando's gonna be better. Detroit, you know, seemingly with Cade Cunningham, they should be on the rise.
I buy the Pistons hype.
So if you have the Knicks, the Pacers, those two teams, you have the Celtics, who are still going to be a team. Now, if you asked after game 5, the answers might have been different than after game 6 of how good can they be without Tatum. The Cavs, you know, were a 60-win team this year. Mm-hmm. So being top 6, you know, fighting for somewhere between 5 and 8 is going to be tough, I think. But I think if you do that, and maybe you're getting Dame back and you develop, I don't see why you can't try to compete this year. And going to that following year, you have a lot of freedom in terms of salaries and things you can do. So I think the Bucks have a really compelling story to tell Giannis of the Bucks' ability to continue to compete for championships, which is what Giannis wants.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. You know, he's said time and time again, that's the number one priority. And I think Milwaukee today, even more so than last week, has a better pitch to Giannis if he was to even think about asking it.
Yep. I think we all agree. All right. It is time for our Palermo's picks. They are coming up next, but first, a word from Alex Strope.
Yeah, I got to tell you about my friends at Door County Distillery, locally produced, handcrafted, award-winning spirits. You talk about nationally recognized local brands, Craig. That's Door County Distillery. The single malt whiskey, 27-time.
Are they nationally recognized?
27-time gold medal award-winning single malt whiskey.
In national competitions or national local competitions?
Those are national competitions.
Wow, it's impressive.
Very impressive. DoorCountyDistillery.com is the website, a huge list of unique cocktail recipes, as well
as
the retail
news. National distribution?
No, they're local.
Okay, just wondering.
Well, you could be local and have national distribution.
That's true, but I think they're only sold in Wisconsin.
Let them keep talking about how incredible they are.
They are incredible. I love their bourbon. Their bourbon's really good. Also nationally recognized bourbon, but no more than their single malt whiskey, which you can use in your old fashions. But they also have the cherry brandy infused with Door County cherries that you can use in your old fashions. So whether it's bourbon, whether it's whiskey, whether it's brandy, they've got you covered. Check them out wherever great liquor is sold, as well as their website, DoorCountyDistillery.com, to find the retailer nearest you. That's Door County Distillery.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin. Presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
It is time for our Palermo's Picks, brought to us by Palermo's Pizza. And Palermo's, so many brands, so many ways. You know what Palermo's Pizzas are great for? Game sevens.
True that.
Game sevens and Palermo's Pizza go hand in hand. And right now, if you want to pick up a Palermo's Pizza, how about buy one, get one free on Connie's Original Thin Crust, part of the Palermo's family. Find it at Pick and Save in Metro Market. For the next 2 weeks, May 14th through May 27th. That's right, Connie's Frozen Pizza. You can enjoy pizzeria quality without the pizzeria prices.
Craig, guess what?
Cube and Brust.
I'm having a birthday party.
Yep.
And guess who's sponsoring it? Well, they're not. I mean, unless they want to. But guess what everybody's having?
What?
Palermo's Pizza.
Which ones?
I mean, well, I'm going to get to Connie's because it's buy one, get one. Yep. So I got to get that. You know I love a good deal.
Yeah,
so
you do.
Now we're going to get a lot of those different Palermo's Pizzas on my birthday coming up.
Love it. Screaming Sicilian. We tried the new Cheez-It pizza. We're allowed to talk about that on the air, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
It's out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was amazing stuff. All right. So a lot of things to talk about with our Palermo's Picks. First, we need to, of course, get to our last round Palermo's Picks, where Greg Scalzo picked the Golden State Warriors to win in 7.
Nice.
That's 0 points. The Pacers to win in 6, which the Pacers won in 5.
So still good.
1 point for Greg there, and he picked the Celtics to win in 7. So Greg goes—
not so good.
Greg
I told Strofe, by the way, on Monday, I think, of this week, I was like, I feel so good about my picks.
He was raving. And then here we are.
All right. I came into this round with 8. Points. I went with the Wolves in 5.
Nice.
After the Steph Curry injury. That gives me 3 points. That was correct. I went with the Cavs in 7. That did not happen. And I went with the Knicks in 6, which also I hit on the nose.
Nice.
So that's going to be 6 points for me.
Uh-oh.
Gets me up to 14.
Uh-oh.
Now let's go over to Strophy. You have 12 points. You went with the Wolves in 6. That is good for 1 point. Okay. You went with the Cavs in 7. Woof. That is good for no points. And you went with the Knicks in 7, which is good for 1 point. So you go from 12 to 14.
Oh, we're tied.
So we are now tied. Let's see if Kyle can surpass us here. Kyle, you went with the Wolves in 7. Good for 1 point. You went with the Pacers in 6, which is good for 1 point. And you went with the Celtics in 7, which is good for no points.
We're all tied.
So Greg with 6 points, Kyle with 14, Craig with 14, and Alex with 14.
This is a big game tonight.
Wow.
It hurts that I missed an entire round.
All right. Tonight.
Yes.
It didn't hurt that much. Your bad picks hurt more. You just missed one day.
Pulling no punches.
Greg has OKC in 7. He is the only one who picked OKC to win the series.
Dang, we all had. I thought one of you guys had
OKC. Kyle and Alex both had the Nuggets in 6. I have the Nuggets in 7.
Wait, I thought I had the Nuggets in 7.
You had the Nuggets in 6.
See, I get 3 right here. You guys all get 0. If then it's 14-9. Right. I'm right back in the mix.
You are right back in the mix. Except if Kyle correctly picks the Packers to go 17-0, then he gets 100,000 bonus points.
Woo.
I agree.
I
no matter what. Dollars.
Yeah. No, 100,000 bonus points for Kyle if he
I'll
can
take
do
the dollars.
But the interesting thing is if they go 17-0, the 100,000 bonus points don't apply until the 2026 calendar.
Yes.
So it doesn't impact this competition we're talking
about. Well, this competition, we have the career one and the 2025 season. Sure. So it's still part of his season stats. Not his career stats.
What are we picking today?
Today we have 2 things to pick. We have I guess we could stick with the NBA before we go to the Pacers game, before we go to the WNBA. So first, Kyle, who you got? Pacers and the New York Knicks.
Oh, man, this is tough. I guess the Knicks. I got the Knicks in 6.
Knicks in 6, closing it out in Indiana for Kyle. Alex, who you got?
I fully agree with Kyle. I think it's the Knicks in 6.
Closing it out in Indiana. That's going to be a tough place to win. All right, Greg?
I will take the Pacers in 6.
Boom.
Pacers in 6.
Tyrese has been out of this world.
Yes.
Yep.
Irritating.
Local kid.
Out of this world.
Will they let his dad there in game 6 or not?
No, he's done.
Yeah. Last year, it went 7. It was in Madison Square Garden, and the Indiana Pacers routed the Knicks on their home court. But this year, it's a healthier New York Knicks. And the Knicks in 7 against the Pacers. All right. Well, you know what we got? We'll wait till next week. I don't know if we'll all be here ever again.
I am going next week. Vegas, baby.
All right. Should we go our top 4 WNBA?
We can fly through it.
Is everyone prepared?
I'm ready.
Everyone's prepared with their top 4 NBA WNBA teams on the year? Kyle, you want to kick us off?
No.
I'll kick us off.
Okay. Go. Who you got, Greg?
I've got the Indiana Fever.
Number one?
Regular season, number one?
Wow. I will take the Fever 1.
Okay.
Good. I will take the Liberty 2.
Okay.
Defending champion, New York Liberty.
I will take the Aces 3.
Good.
Yep.
And I will take Minnesota 4.
Yep. I like that. Lynx at 4. All right, Stropey, you got?
Aces 1. Liberty 2.
Wait. Got to catch up. Alex. Aces 1.
Yep. Aces 1.
Yep.
Liberty 2. Lynx 3. Fever 4. Same teams, just different order.
I'm going to go a different way.
Wait. Now, just so everyone knows, you get 1 point if you get them, if they are top 4. You get 3 points if they end up in the exact slot you picked them. Okay, Kyle, who you got?
Can't wait for my 3 points.
So, I'm going to go with the Liberty 1.
Defending champs.
The Aces 2. I don't even know who's another good 3. It sounds like Minnesota's pretty good.
Fever, yep. Minnesota.
Well,
Phoenix.
I like the Fever, but you know what? I'm going with the Dallas Wings. I'm going with Paige Beckers Memorial, Enrique Agumba Wale.
From worst to third, that's at number 3.
19.5 their win total.
I had Minnesota number 3.
So you did go Lynx 3 and then Wings 4?
Yeah, claim.
Did you watch the Fever yesterday and you don't have that? I mean,
they beat the Sky. The Sky sucks.
I know, the Sky's not good. But I
love Boston. I love our girl Caitlin Clark.
I mean, they are 5 deep now.
They're good.
I mean,
and they
signed 2 veterans. They did what Brian Gutekunst refuses to do.
Yeah.
No, they should be good.
Good pop.
I like your little Wings selection, Kyle. I'm in on that. Regular season, I think Aces, my girl Jewel Lloyd there. They have to figure out who's going to have the ball and all that. I love the Fever this year. I watching them yesterday. Caitlin, they missed so many layups yesterday. They should have won by 50. I will go then with I'll go New York, go Liberty fourth, third. And then like Greg Scalzo, I will go with the Lynx in the 4 slot. There you have it.
All right.
Make sure you are listening today or watching across ESPN and ESPN Radio. Game 7. No Aaron Gordon. Anyone think the Nuggets have a chance?
Yes.
I'm staying with my Oklahoma City Thunder.
Kyle, what do you think?
I think Aaron Gordon's played a big role. I mean, but I'm rolling with the Nuggets. Jokic.
Jokic's triple-double by the end of the third quarter.
It feels like that Knicks series against the Celtics. No offense, Greg. It feels like if it's a close game, the Nuggets have a chance.
No offense.
Oh, I agree.
Huh?
I totally agree. I just don't think it's going to be that close.
Joker.
That's
plus, I need the 3 points so I can get back.
You really need the 3 points.
If the Joker keeps it close, I on the road, you know, they won a game 7 against the Clippers. They lost one last year. So 3 consecutive seven game series. They're built from this.
This is SGA's game.
It really comes down. I don't think so. I think it comes down to, is Jalen Williams able to step up? He was really bad last game.
Fair.
And so Jalen Williams needs to do something, and it has to do with, you know, Murray versus Jalen Williams, the number two guys. Which guy steps up better?
I like it when you just say things.
What do you mean?
You're good at it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good job today, Craig.
Yeah, all of us together.
Yay.
Maybe next year.
One big happy family. Kyle, you said it. You're the guy who shows up. You're the guy who's always here. So we'll see you next week.
TBD, bro.
Bro. Wait, is it just the two of you next week?
I'll be here.
I have no idea if I'm here or not.
What do you mean? You don't know.
I think I'm here.
Alex Strofe, solo Sunday Karma.
Oh,
I'll be producing and hosting.
It's Craig Karmazin and Alex Strofe with Will Sommers as
Oh, part-time Will's coming in.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to be at the club.
What are we
there? Actually, before we get out of here, I know we're very late. But
we are. Kyle's going to be on the boat.
So we were reacting to the Elton Jenkins story earlier this week that he got a refund at a gentleman's club.
I didn't know there was an Elton Jenkins.
He was at a gentleman's club in Atlanta and asked for a refund because the party wasn't lit enough. Kyle then went on to name multiple gentlemen's clubs in different time zones. Did you know Kyle Wallace, who's going to Las Vegas next week, is a gentlemen's club aficionado?
Did not know that about him. I don't think makes you an aficionado.
I also don't feel like that's some business we got to put out in the same show. He's talking about his future father-in-law.
Disrespectful.
Come on.
Yeah, Strofe.
He does a show three hours every day where he does both of them in the same segment.
I just because you may hear their names from songs and stuff doesn't know. I support the industry.
I just financially keep my money in my pocket.
The stock that he owns the most of is Rick's Hospitality's holdings. Yeah. You know?
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I agree. Stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow. Don't settle. You have been listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle, send us out.
Peace out.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.